Hiya, this is Shani Dunster from the International Bunch. Today we're going to talk about Google Analytics, what's in the latest update, and how could it affect your marketing. When Google Analytics 4 was released in 2020, consent mode was the big news, with consumers taking an increased interest in their online privacy and having more privacy tools at their disposal due to UK and EU GDPR regulations. Marketers are having to find new ways to gauge campaign success, especially now further updates are being rolled out. We would discuss consent mode, what it is and how it analyzes human behavioral data, whether users should remain our most tracked metric, if marketers should focus on search engine optimization, SEO, as opposed to pay per click, PPC. So what is consent mode? With new privacy safe solutions, Google is helping advertisers preserve marketing measurement while respecting user content choices. This includes using machine learning to model conversions in Google Ads so you can continue to optimize performance in a privacy-safe way when observed conversion data is not available. In essence, Google is introducing conversion modeling. They claim that this will help marketers preserve online measurement capabilities using a privacy-first approach. In our recent blog post about the iOS 15 update, we examined the new privacy tools being rolled out by Apple. Until now, the default setting has been to opt out of tracking cookies. iOS 15 empowers the user by requiring them to opt in instead. If Android was to follow suit in the future, this could lead to serious changes in how we measure and use data. Without cookies, advertisers experience a gap in their measurement and lose visibility into user paths on their site. When a user doesn't consent to ad cookies or analytics cookies, consent mode automatically adjusts the relevant Google tags. Behavior to not read or write cookies for advertising or analytics purposes. This enables advertisers to respect user choice while helping them still capture some campaign insights. So how do the changes affect the way you monitor your PPC campaigns? As marketers, we are used to analyzing data. That's how we plan, gauge success, and adjust. By using Google Analytics GA, we can instantly discover how many users visited a website directly from a campaign. In future, however, the total numbers of users we see in the dashboard will not be actual click-through users. It will be a number generated by Google based on the module conversions, and we'll still have to pay per-click cost. On average, consent mode recovers more than 70% of ad click-to-conversion journeys lost due to user consent choices. The average person sees around 10,000 ads every day. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, the average user is bombarded with adverts whenever they're online. Being exposed to around 10,000 adverts every day demonstrates how proficient people are becoming to avoiding them. In fact, in research published in February 2021, average click-through rates were at a figure of just 1.55%. In Q1 2020, median CTR for ads on Google Search decreased from 2.5% to 1.55%. CTR remains lower than we observed in 2019, down 44% year over year. Key takeaways: CTR decreased by 38% since Q4 2019. CTR decreased by 44% year over year since Q1 2019. If people are naturally avoiding adverts, it leads us to question just how accurate a conversion modeling system will be, at least while it's still learning. GA's market share is around 50%, and Google Tag Manager is around 20%. The fast competition, which makes up the remaining 30%, includes Facebook Pixel, the third largest web analytics provider at under 10%. GA dominates this marketplace, which is why it is essential to understand how these latest changes could affect the way you analyze your PPC campaigns. So, PPC, pay per click, like all advertising, it's essential to keep your copy fresh. Running the same advert over and over can lead to burnout and less chance that the user will click. You need to alternate content, especially by format, image, GIF, video, etc., and find out what works best for your audience. It's essential to test, adjust, test, adjust. just to keep your campaigns effective. As above, PPC only works when your campaigns are running. When switched off or budget is exhausted, they're not seen and therefore not clicked. PPC can also prove expensive, especially if you've got broad keywords or phrases. In 2020, the most expensive Google ad keyword with the CPC of $58.64 was business services. SEO. Perfecting your SEO is a task for life. It's a never-ending job to keep content fresh and relevant to your target audience. To appear high up in the web searches, you need to adhere to ranking factors, of which Google has around 200 and counting. Discover a comprehensive list. In a nutshell, these includes backlink factors, page level and site level factors, special Google algorithm rules, web spam factors on and off site, brand signals, user interaction. So, could the changes affect the way marketers monitor campaign metrics? Marketers have often focused on the number of users, but should these updates to GA change our mindset and the metrics we use to report on a campaign success? Behaviour. Should we be analysing behaviour as much, if not more so, than audience? There is so much data to consider once a user has landed on a web page. How long do they stay for? Are your bounce rates below industry average? Which page do they visit? And what is the average time spent on each page? What's their customer journey around the website? Where do they click on the page? What content do they engage with the most? Which pages do they exit from? Conversions. Has the visitor engaged with your brand? Have they signed up for a newsletter? Have they downloaded content? Do you consider a multi-click user to be a conversion? These are a snippet of ways we can analyze data from a simple number of users statistic. If our current marketing demonstrates that we're getting clicks but no engagement, then we can change our strategy accordingly. So, SEO vs PPC. Asking which is better between SEO and PPC is like asking whether it's better to eat with a fork or a spoon. It literally depends. So top tips. SEO is always there, it's constant. PPC is advertising only works when your ads are running. In the long run, SEO is an effective way of marketing and a cost-effective one. People trust Google search. However, constantly refreshing and updating SEO can be very time-consuming. Why is it important to remain agile with our marketing? Even if you've perfected your PPC campaigns, have an industry-leading set of strong and relevant keywords, affordable click-through rates, and you analyse the data scrupulously, the latest update to GA could mean you having to expand the way you measure future campaign success, because modelled conversions are just that, models based on whether Google's algorithm believes a user would have clicked on your ad had they seen it. And that's a lot of what ifs, if you ask me. But what do you think? Will you be examining other metrics to monitor the success of your PPC campaigns? Will you opt for stronger SEO and move away from PPC altogether? Or do you trust Google's AI to effectively fill the void and module conversions accurately? Thank you for listening today.